Certainly we want to say thank you for such a wonderful day. You know, I've been quite a few places and do quite a bit of traveling. And tell you what, I've never had such a good time. These men, I was telling the tall man back there. I saw him over the church building the other day and he said, "Are you getting shorter?" Brother Simmons, and I was telling him how I like to see people who come together in fellowship, enjoy themselves with one another. See, that's the way it's going to be in heaven if you're fortunate enough to make it. The great dinner that was served on the behalf of this congregation, the ladies who prepared them, maybe some to me, and I don't know, but whoever, may God bless you. Appreciate Brother Grant and Brother Grant. He let me know right fast, we ain't no kin. Brother Fred. I think about, we ain't going to get into that. Amen. Good to see him tonight. I've been knowing Brother Fred for quite a while now. Met him over at Macon. And certainly I've grown to love him. And he's a good entertainer. Amen. He could take Oprah's place if he wanted to. But good. And this other Brother Grant. Almost just like him. He's a great entertainer too. They sure do know how to talk down here. Amen. Amen. But we appreciate people who have this kind of spirit, you know, to be able to enjoy each other while we are still on this side of life. Tonight, our theme is pressing toward tomorrow. And I want you to know that the Word of God is the only information we can have that will teach us how to make that more. You know, the Bible says, go into all the world and preach. Preach what, preacher? The gospel. To every creature, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. I want you to know, if you're not a child of God, tonight when the invitation song has been extended, we want you to make up your mind to come down the aisle and put him on, because we don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. Death is all around us. One of the days is going to be me and you. No escape. It's not if. It's just we. So there's a difference. Amen. I can't, if I die, no, I'm not going to say if. I know I'm going to die. It's just, I don't know when I'm going to die. Then we all shall stand before the judgment bar of God. And then we have to give an account. What do you mean, preacher? How we act upon this earth. So that tells me that if I want to know how to act, if I want to know how to behave myself, if I want to know how to be able to discern right from wrong, if I want to know how to know the evils of this world, I got to learn to go to the book. Not true confession. Amen. Not Ebony, maybe your favorite book. We don't need Ebony to go to heaven. We need the Word of God. If you want to know things, want to know something about the worldly things in life, or who's who and what's what, and what's on the line, what's in the paper, you can do that. But in order to go to heaven, you need the book called the Bible, the Word of God. You know, I appreciate the young men. Just thrills my heart to see these young men who are just working away Somebody's doing something good. See, I don't live down here. But I know one thing, somebody's doing some good things to bring these kids up and get them started, get them working. And he really got to work with young people. You see, I've been young once. I know what it's all about. I know I'm an old man, but I've been young, and I know what it's all about. And they do a bit. I want to compliment these young men where they can hear me now. Might not get another chance. You just keep the good work up. I want to say to the leadership of this congregation, you keep the good work up. I want to say to all the members who come here on a regular basis, you keep the good work up. Unless we unite and come together, this thing cannot be achieved the way God wants it to be. Amen. The young man that read the scripture coming from Ephesians chapter 4. Verses 11. And it gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some teachers, pastors. Put some things in there that you might want to think about. For the perfecting. Now that word perfecting, if you was to inject, another word is for the equipping of the church. I want you to listen now. Of the saints. When I use the term church, it's interchangeable with the word saints. Saints are members of the church. Is that not right? Don't want to get you confused with this building. This building can't talk. It can't walk. It can't hear. It can't see. But see, the church can hear, can walk, can see. Amen. The church can assemble. The church can come together. This building don't move. If it did, y'all better be walking out. This building don't move. So when I use the terminology of the church, I'm talking about the folk, the membership, those saints, those who have been called out, those who have been baptized, those who have been added to the body of Christ. When I use the term church, I want you to know where I'm going. Because you see, the church gathers together on the first day of the week to hear the word of God, to give them means to take the Lord's Supper, to learn what God would have them to do, to serve one another. Amen. That's the work of the church, to go out and help folk, to teach folks the word of God, and also learn to get along among yourselves. Isn't that right? Oh yeah. We gotta learn to do that. But in order to do that, we must be taught well. See, there are a lot of folks know and don't do. Huh? Let me say that again. There are some folks in the church knows, but they don't do. They've read the Bible, but they don't practice the Bible. Isn't that right? So we need to be reminded that because we come to Sunday school and Wednesday night Bible class and to gospel meetings and training classes and all this kind of thing, if it does not do you any good, you are hurting yourself, plus the church. Amen. See, you can put the church on open shame by the life that we live. We are like a city, brother, that sits on a hill. Everybody in Luke. Isn't that right? And especially at the church, Brother Fred. And Brother Stacy, that's right, isn't it? All right. Everybody's looking. You know, folk are going to look. And most of the time when they're looking, Brother Willie, they're looking for something to criticize, to talk about, to undermine, to tear up, or destroy. That's what folk look for most of the time. Amen. So if a man's mind is not in harmony with the will or the word of God, amen, he's going to look for the wrong thing. Amen. So in order to please God, we have to be able to know what God would have us to do. It's not that we're so good. It is that God is good. We ain't all that. I'm going to leave that alone. But you know, if we follow the will of God, we'd be all right. Isn't that right? Don't tell you, before I get in my lesson, I want somebody to turn to Ephesians 4 and verses 22. First one that gets it. Okay. That you put off concerning the what? Former conversation of the old man. Is that not right? Now he's talking about old in age. He's talking about the old life that you live. Is that not right? See, you used to be the devil. Oh yeah. Somebody said, I ain't never been a devil. I want to see your hand. I don't mind. You raise your hand and tell me you ain't never been a devil. I don't mean one with a red tail and long red ears and a red suit on. I mean one of those kind dressed in high heels, smelling good. Amen. And perfumed up, low-cut dress. Amen. And all it. Amen. And brethren, with the suit on, tie, look at your shoes, and it blind your eyes. Amen. So we have been there. But see, when we become a new creature, we change our lives. And we will adapt to the will of God. Is that right? Now, read on, brother Apostle. Which is corrupt ain't no good. But I'm going to get into some things in a few moments. Ain't no good. Read on down. He said, be renewed, made over. David said in Psalm 51:10, Lord, create within me a clean heart. And a lot of folks in the church need a clean heart. Is that not right? How you know, preacher? Because of the way we act sometimes. We need a clean heart. We need a regulator. Amen. You know the doctor's smarter than now that with the fleshly heart, brother Grant, either one of you. They can put something within this old fleshly body and control this old heart, young man, to make it beat right. Do you understand what I'm saying? And something called the tribulator? Huh? And other, huh? Listen, y'all. And other things that they know to do because that's their job. Huh? But now, I'm not talking about this heart. I'm talking about the heart of man. And you don't need no... Amen. When you go in there, you better make sure what you're doing. Is that right? But God knows how to get in there. Open up your eyes of understanding. That we might be able to understand the will of God. That's what it's all about. Now go on down a little further, brother. Now listen, that you, now I'm going to get to the lesson, that you put on the new man. The old man is gone now. And when the new man appears, the old man leaves. Is that right? Like you, when he's in this building, when you go home tonight, if you ain't home, when you get there, when you step in the door, it's dark. I want you to catch this. When you pull the light on, Brother Carr, what happened to the door? It disappears. Is that not right? So that's the way God is within us. When we were that old man, when God came into our life, brother, and made us a new man, the darkness disappeared. And we became a different person. Different how? Well, old George still looked the same. He's gray-headed. Amen. Halfway between fat and slim. Hey, that's right. Pretty well up in age. Walk the same. Well, I still look the same on the outside. But on the inside, there's something. That's why David said, create within me a clean heart and renew within me a right spirit. Why? Because that I may be able to know how to deal with issues of life. See, if my heart not right, I can't deal with folks. Your heart got to be right. Go on down a little further, brother. I'm going to get to it. Which after God has created in what? Righteousness. What is righteousness? Righteousness is right doing. Act according to the will of God. Read on, brother. And true holiness. Read. Listen. Wherefore putting away what? Lying. It's a truth. With his neighbor. That's right. Speak every man the truth with his neighbor. Don't be lying now. Read on down. For we are members of one of another. You got to learn to treat each other right. Read on down. Say, be ye angry. And do what? There's a revival. Sin not. Read. Let not the sun go down up in your wrath. Neither. Some folks say neither. I don't know which way you're supposed to say. But I know one thing. You get the point. Neither give place to the devil. Is that right? What do you mean? Don't let the devil control, overtake, and mess up your business with God Almighty. So that's what it's all about. So in Ephesians chapter 4 and verses 11, it teaches that we are trying to do some things. There are some teachers there. For the perfecting of, for the maturing, for the equipping of the church of the saints, that we may be able to do what God is pleased when we come together. Now I'm going to stop right there. I'm going to get on some stuff. Everybody in the house ain't what they ought to be. Excuse my language. Y'all say ain't too, don't you? Everybody in the house is not, is that better? Is not what you ought to be. You're meddling now, preacher. You call it what you want to. It's the word of God. And Psalms. I want you to go there. Chapter 55. Somebody done read their book. Psalm chapter 55. Now listen to David as he began to look at his life and see some things. Now I'm going to start with verse 2 and I'll catch it. David says, attend unto me and hear me. David having some problems. Attend unto me and hear me. We all want God to listen, don't we? Every one of us want God to listen. He said, I mourn in my complaints and make a noise. David got a problem. I'm going to show you that what David had is still going on. Now watch verse 3. Because the voice of the enemy. I want you to go home and study this book now. And look in the mirror. Don't be looking out the window. Across at somebody else. I want you to look in the mirror first. See if this is me or you that's standing in the mirror. That's what James talk about. Amen. And the mirror will reflect that for standing in the mirror. Is that not right? If there's some imperfection, or y'all know what I'm talking about, in the mirror, it's going to show out. I was standing here today, and I was somewhere around here. Amen. I buttoned my jacket up, and I had it crossed. I had it like this. I've done the same thing. Amen. And the lady said, "Yo, jacket, you got your jacket button wrong." Well, that's fine. Good. That's what we're supposed to do. You see something wrong, and you're supposed to say something? Then I'm supposed to be in the appreciative mode and say, thank you. Thank you for telling me. Don't wait till I go through the whole thing and after it you tell me. I done been hard. Everybody looking and say, what's wrong with that man? Don't he know how to button his zip code? You see, but now, in the religious arena, we need to recognize that we have some looking and watching to do. David had a problem. But its problem was that it was within the congregation where he's going. That clock is flying. Now watch this. There's going to be some stuff said. Amen. That you might not agree with. But I tell you what, whether you do or not, it's in the book. Amen. Now he says, my heart. No, let me back up. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me. And in wrath, they hate me. Some people hate for no cause. Amen. And if you do it, God is not pleased with that kind of action or reaction. John said, if a man hate his brother, he's a murderer. Is that not right? So here David got a problem with some folk. But he's relying on Almighty God. We got to learn to rely on God and His Word, because this is the only thing that will help us in the days to come. Then David said, my heart is sore pain within me. And the terror of death are fallen upon me. And I'm going to skip some verses because I won't have time to go through all of this. Down to verse 6. And I said, oh, that I had wings like a dove. For then would I fly away. You ever see today sometime that folks are messing with you? Trying to hurt you. Talk about you. Amen. Because they don't like what you're doing. And so we got some, and say, who killed who? In the beginning, Cain killed Abel? Huh? You know why Cain killed Abel? The Bible said because his own works, I'm going to tell you, were evil. Abel hadn't done nothing wrong. But Cain was looking from within, and because of his impurity that he had in his mind, he couldn't separate the right from the wrong. A lot of folks in the church today come to church and they all tore up about everything. And everything that goes on and everything that's happening, they find something wrong with it because it's not the things that are going on, it's because they are not right on the inside. Oh, I know it's the truth. And here's David saying this thing because, see, he knew within himself what's going on. Now, I'm going to let y'all pick up. Go to verse 7. Somebody. Lo, then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness. Sometimes you feel like running. Because where people at? They walk in the house. Eyes booked. Lip puffed out. Act like they somebody. Standing high. Looking up towards heaven, say, boy, if everybody like me, be all right. I tell folk like that, if it rains, it's a strangle today. How nice. Nose turned up to toward God Almighty. We need to be humble folks, submissive, willing to obey the will of God. That's what it's all about. So here's David, looking around. He said, I just want to run away. But I know if I run away, they ain't going to help me none either. So I got to stick around and be able to bear what I'm going through. Amen. Oh, I tell you what, here he is again. Now, somebody go down to verses 10. Oh, listen. Damn night, can't sleep. Some folk go home from church. Brother Willie, lay down and can't sleep. How am I going to get even with them? I'm giving a piece of my mind. That's what's wrong with some of you now. Done gave you all your mind away and you don't know how to act no more. Amen. The word of God is right. I'm going to give them a piece. I'm going to speak my peace. You don't know what peace is. Is that not right? Yeah, I tell you, we're talking about damnable word to try to destroy the soul of mankind. God don't want that. He wants folks who are together, willing to abide by the rule and the will of God. Amen. That's what it's all about. Amen. Now, drop down to verse 11. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Everywhere you go. You think folks on Sunday come, everything is all right. Let me tell you something. That's why God said, when it time shall be no more, I'm going to send my angels, y'all. And where? Into the church. And I'm going to do what? Thank you, brother. I'm going to separate the sheep from the goat. Brother Grant, if there wasn't no goat in there, wouldn't be no separation. Somebody said, why, the devil don't come to church? Yes, he does. Devil's always around. On your job, he's around. You go downtown, he's around. You jump in the car with your family, sometime he's around. Come to the church, he's around. I don't care where you go, he's always around. Is that not right? When the sons of men came together, the devil was there. And he's going to be in the church, and he's... Oh, yeah, I won't be here but 4 days. He's here tonight. If I was to ask the devil to hold up his hand, he wouldn't know who he was. Some of you got amnesia. Spiritual amnesia. You done forgot what you done, what you said, but you're looking at somebody else. Can't see yourself. Amen. You heard the old saying, you can't see the forest for the woods? There were some folks in the church are. Oh, David having a hard time. Is that not right? Say, wickedness in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from the street. All over everywhere, folks are having a hard time. When you live a spiritual life, you're going to have to suffer. You're going to have to suffer. And let me tell you this, church, you're not supposed to take vengeance. God said, vengeance is mine, says the Lord, I will repay. But you do supposed to preach the word. Tell the truth, give advice, try to help those who are in the wrong. A lot of folks don't know they're in the wrong until you tell them about it. Then some folks, when they find out they are in the wrong, too stubborn to change. Is that not right? Well, now, if you're too tough, stubborn to change, that's between you and your God. Is that not right? When folks tell you, you won't listen, then it's up to God to shut you down. And don't think He won't, because He will. Amen. Let's go down a little farther. About the time is running away. Verse 12. Now, here's a problem. Here's a problem. Brother Fred, it wasn't the enemy. Here we've been together all day. Don't y'all scare me now. We've been together all day. Y'all been treating me so good. Fed me. Some of you hugged my neck. Don't go too far with that. Treated me good. Didn't want me to do without anything. Oh, yes, you were so hospitable. David says it wasn't an enemy. Huh? Yeah, I am among friends, I think. And as long as I don't know the difference, I'm going to say they're friends. Huh? But see, I can't say they're not friends because I ain't seen nothing else. But if I see another side, you know what I'm saying, then I can change my statement. David says it wasn't an enemy that reproached me, that's been bothering me. Well, David, what you going to do about it? Who was it? Read it down, brother. Then I could have taken it. I could have borne it. It wouldn't bother me so bad. If it was an enemy, I know what an enemy will do. He'll try to break your neck. He'll steal from you. He'll lie on you. He'll false accuse you. That's an enemy. It wasn't an enemy, David said. Who was it, David? Well, we'll find out. Oh, Lord. It wasn't him that hate me. If I know somebody, brother, I know you don't because you ain't been knowing me long enough. If it was you that hate me, you said I'm going to come here and hug your neck. I'm afraid you stick a knife in my throat. See what I'm talking about? Now, he know I don't mean that. You either, Brother Fred. But here's the thing about it. It was not an enemy that hated me. See, enemies are like snakes. Y'all look at me real strange. You walk through the grass and old snake out there, and a lot of them don't warn you, because rattlesnakes, they say they warn you when they get ready to bite you. I don't know what they do, not all the time. Amen. They stretch and you get bigger. Amen. I heard this story about this man had a snake in his pocket. It was real cold. He saw this snake laying on the ground. He felt sorry for the snake because it couldn't move, Brother Stacy. He picked the snake up, stuck it in his pocket. Just as cold, couldn't do nothing. He went in the house. He stayed in the house a while and the snake began to warm up. You got to watch where you warm up to now. Snake began to warm up. After a while, the snake got his old self back. And the man stuck his hand down in there, and the snake bit him. Oh, he hollered. Oh, my gracious Lord, that snake bit me. He jumped on the snake and said, why did you bite me? He said, you knew I was a snake before you picked me up. A lot of time in church. Amen. Folks are snakes. When they get the opportunity, they're going to bite you. And the Bible says, if you bite and devour one another, be careful that you won't be consumed by one another. You'll destroy each other. Isn't that right? Now, who was reading? And didn't magnify himself against me. Here was a man. That's an enemy. But now, let's go over to the Father. Read on down. That I would have went somewhere and hide. I'd have hidden myself somewhere if it was somebody that hate me. Wait a minute. But if you hate me, I'm going to run away. Huh? Ain't that right? If you know it's a go outdoors at night and a man, an enemy, be outside in your yard, you think he's going to walk out there? You're right. Amen. But now, here's what's wrong. David said it wasn't an enemy. It wasn't a man that hated me. And that's the only two persons you ought to fear. Huh? An enemy and a hater. And we got We got enemies in the church. We got haters in the church. And the only one can change that is you. If you got the wrong attitude towards your brother and sister, you are a hater. If you don't love your brother and sister, you are their enemy. Amen. Brother, that's what the Bible says. But now he said something else here, brother. Read on. But it was you, thou. A man not equal. Somebody I've been around a long time. Somebody I go to church again. He said, don't say that. Oh, wait. Read on down, brother. My God. Hey, wait a minute. My God. Hey, boy, he's driving a Cadillac, ain't he? I'm an LT model forward. My God. My equal. Somebody that I've been around. I go to church together. We sing together. We pray together. We take the Lord's Supper together. We do all this kind of thing together. David said, you can't protect yourself from a man like that because he stabbed you in the back. You don't know what he is. He, on the Sunday, he brings one face. On Monday, he got another face. You know how it is, like Halloween. How many of you dressed up in a Halloween, went to somebody's door, they didn't know who you are? Huh? You get all this stuff. Who are you? Some folk come to church in a costume of the devil. Sunday, you show up looking good. Monday, we don't know who you are. Amen. Read on, brother. He said, we took sweet counsel together. Read. Oh, there it is. We walked into the house of God together. How can you protect yourself from a man that goes to church with you? Huh? Eat bread together. After this afternoon, have that common meal together. Sit down and talk together. Life and enjoy it and have a good time together. That kind of person. It's hard to find. You don't know him. One day, he's all right. The next day, he's all wrong. We took counsel together. Read on, brother. David said, because this man act like this, you know what David said? I would that man just go ahead and pass away. I wish he was dead. That's a bad thing to say, brother. When a man is so evil and hard and hard-hearted, that David said it'd be better if these kind of folks didn't even exist. Oh, y'all, I know this sermon. It's something that God knows what he's doing. Read on down, brother. Let him go quick. Amen. Read on. Wickedness, bad things in the dwelling. Wherever they go. Time is up already. But I want to drop down. Hold it right there. Now you go to verse 19, same chapter, verse 20 and 21. God shall hear. Okay. And shall afflict them. Who is he talking to? He's talking to those people who've been acting ugly in the house of God. Read on down, brother. Brother Willie, they fear not God. When a person acts up, he don't love God. He don't love his brother and sister. They have no fear for God, so it don't bother them to act like the devil, because they don't fear God no way. People can really fool you, can't they? Now watch this. Read on down. People who loved him. Try to treat him right. He's trying to destroy the relationship of folks who've done good for him. They was at peace with him. But there's a problem. Read on. He had broken his covenant. Ho. I want y'all to listen to this, brethren. I saw folks eating butter today. The words of his mouth are smoother than butter. Did you hear what it says? You ever feel butter? Sometimes I ain't putting my hand in no nasty butter. You eat it. Huh? Butter slick. Butter slick. The words of his mouth is smoother than butter, brother. Brother Grant, they come to church and act like they're saints. They talk good. They look good. They act good while in front of you. But when you walk away and turn your back, something else is going on, Brother Fred. Now, I'm going to tell you what David said. Read on down, brother. But war was in his heart. A lot of folk come to church on Sunday morning talking good, acting like they're all right. But they ain't all right. Because, see, the heart is deceitful above everything, Jeremiah said. In the mouth, they sound all right. But in the heart, they ready to fight. Amen. He ain't going to mess with me. I tell you the truth, I put him where he belongs. But watch it. Watch what you say. Because what we, a lot of times what we sow, we're going to reap. You try to put somebody where they belong, God might put you and me where we belong. We don't act right. God can take the breath out of us anytime when you get ready. Because God don't like the, some of the stuff that's going on in his house. They're not right. Because it disturbed the peace. It disturbed the unity. It disturbed the confidence in one another. The words were smoother than butter. But in his heart, there was war ready to go at him. Some folk come to church ready to fight soon they walk in the door. Before they even sit down. That's what he's saying. Amen. Somebody said, I didn't know that was in the Bible. A lot of things you don't know. I tell this a lot of times. Say, I don't know a lot of things. Brother Stacy, I don't know how a black cow eat green grass. Produce white meal, give yellow butter. I don't need to know. I just want the butter and the milk and some of the cow sometimes. Amen. But that don't matter. God knows what he's doing. Read on, brother. His word was soft, sweet talking. Ooh, I tell you, some of you lot of the day when y'all was getting dressed, and I know some of you put some oil on and put on my oil. You say, I'm going to make my skin soft. Rub it all over your hand, your face, wherever you want to put it. Amen. It's a skin softener. Isn't that right? All right. It's a skin softener. So he put it on to soften the skin. The words was just like oil. Well, yet were they ready to fight. Drawn swords, isn't that something? God's folks. Lord, I thought I was going to have time to get to the other part, but it's too late now. But I bring this other part in later. But let me tell you something, church. The Word of God is right. We need to look at the Word of God and take it for what it is. Let God be true. And every man, and that includes women too, a liar. Amen. So, if you're here tonight and have not walked according to the will of God, we need to sit down and read these things to see what we understand about the will of God. God does not play. Huh? All things, whatever they might be, all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and who are called according to His purpose. God is ready. He knows how to handle what we need to exercise. That we don't know sometimes. So we have to depend on God. If you're here tonight. And have not challenged yourself. To see how well you deal with the Word of God. That you might be able to change your action. Your mind. Your lifestyle. And your fellowship one with another. God will be willing to listen. To our prayers. He said, I'm not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. You come by hearing the word, by believing the same. Repent of your sin, confess Christ, be baptized. Then God will add you to the church. You arise from the water grave of baptism, a new creature in Christ Jesus. Then Revelation 2:10, they're faithful unto death, and thou shalt have a crown of light that fadeth not away if we stay faithful while we stand and sing the song of invitation.